movie fans of a more sensitive disposition may want to reach for the earmuffs this weekend, and that's because teenage music sensation Justin Bieber is in the house, and that can mean only one thing: crowds of screaming teenage girls. The 16-year-old's debut movie, Never Say Never, opened at Shropshire Cinemas today, and his fans have been quick to snap up advance tickets. The film celebrates the meteoric rise of the Canadian pinup, who was plucked from obscurity in 2008 when he uploaded videos of himself singing his heart out on the internet. Singing star Usher became his mentor and turned him into one of the hottest, most marketable properties on the world music scene. This film includes all his subsequent hits, plus behind-the-scenes footage from his live shows, and is released in both 2D and 3D. Now, if you can hear him over the crowds of screaming girls at the premiere, here's the boy himself explaining why he hopes the film will motivate and inspire young viewers.
Whether you want to be a doctor or a singer or, you know, whether you want to be a lawyer, anything is possible, anything can happen. You just have to, there's goals and stuff that you have to set for yourself in order for you to be successful.
The other big box office draw in Shropshire this weekend is Paul, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost's off-the-wall tribute to Steven Spielberg. It's a story of two comic book geeks who travel to America to visit some of the most famous sites of reported alien landings. Driving through the infamous Area 51 late one night, a 3-foot-tall green man called Paul decides to hitch a lift. It turns out that he's trying to make his way home, and some gun-toting government agents are on his tail. Simon Pegg explains how this film came about.
We were shooting Shaun of the Dead and it was raining a lot, and Naira, our producer, asked us if we could just write something where it was hot, and we immediately thought of a desert, and that led on to Area 51, and that led on to an alien. And like 6 years later, we made the movie.
Paul isn't as lively as Pegg and Frost's previous work like Shaun of the Dead or Hot Fuzz, but is still an enjoyable piece of nonsense with several really good laugh-out-loud moments. If you're expecting this alien to be cute and cuddly like E.T. though, well, you're in for a shock, because Paul smokes cannabis, gets drunk, swears like a trooper, and has a particularly antisocial habit of mooning out of car windows.